Just about every traditionally published book goes up for pre-order before it comes out. But for indie authors, the advice on pre-orders can be confusing. Some authors say pre-orders are critical to success, while others say that a pre-order can actually hurt your sales. So who is right? Are pre-orders a good idea or a bad idea? We'll find out on this episode of Novel Marketing, the longest-running book marketing podcast in the world. I'm Thomas Umstead Jr., CEO of Author Media, and this is the show for writers who want to build their platform, sell more books, and make a living writing books worth talking about. And the short answer is that both authors are right. Pre-orders can help and they can hurt, but it depends on what kind of author you are to know whether they will help or hurt you. So to understand, you need to know the pros and cons of pre-orders. So let's start with the pros. The first pro is that a pre-order forces you to delay your launch and build anticipation for your book. One of the most common mistakes that indie authors make is that they launch their book as soon as it is ready. As soon as they have the final edits done and the cover ready, they put their book on Amazon. And this kills any opportunity to build anticipation. It is a terrible mistake because you don't have the mental energy to plan a book launch if you're focused on revisions for your book cover and edits for your book. So it's good to have that delay. Another pro is that readers love pre-orders. Brandon Sanderson sells more than half of all sales as a pre-order, which means by day two of a book's launch, it's already experienced more sales in the past than it will ever experience in the future. Pre-orders also help with inventory management. Your book is less likely to go out of stock on launch day, if your book's traditionally published, if there's been a strong and long pre-order window. And with Amazon's new procurement guidelines, this is more important than ever. I remember helping one author with the launch of his book as he was traditionally published, and we sold out of Amazon by 10 a.m. on launch day. Very discouraging because the book was out of stock for the entire rest of the launch, which really hurt his launch. And if he had gotten more pre-orders, everyone would have believed more in his book. In fact, this is another pro. If you're traditionally published, strong pre-orders can help your publisher believe that your book has legs, which will cause them to put more money into marketing. So a weak pre-order window can hurt the excitement for your book by your publisher because they have access to those pre-order numbers. If you're indie published, another pro is that a long pre-order window gives you time to fix and optimize the Amazon page. This is particularly helpful for authors who've never created an Amazon page before. If you don't know what A+ content is, if you don't know how to add or attract endorsements, you need a long pre-order, if for no other reason than that you can learn how to make that Amazon page shine. Another advantage of pre-orders is that they give you a larger window to do media. This is helpful particularly for nonfiction, but also really helpful for fiction. If you are doing a radio interview or a podcast interview, or you're going on a popular YouTube channel, you want to be able to direct listeners to a place where they can buy the book today. Don't hope someone's going to remember your book 2 weeks from now or 2 months from now when it actually goes up for sale. And, you know, while it's good to have media during your launch window, that's a really tight window for media to land, particularly for things like podcasts, where people will listen to a podcast over weeks and months. Some of you listening right now are listening far in the future. So that window is really tight if you're just trying to fit it inside that 30-day window. But if you have a long pre-order, it makes attracting media a lot easier. For example, Jordan Peterson, his book is up for pre-order right now. It doesn't come out until November 19th of 2024. So he has a total pre-order window of at least 285 days. That's a really long pre-order. And he's doing it because he's getting lots of media. And as he gets media attention, as the press and journalists and YouTubers talk about him, he wants people to go and buy his book. Another advantage of pre-orders is that it gives you more time to sell books without being judged by the number of ratings and reviews. This is particularly helpful for brand new authors. If you don't know where your first 100 reviews are going to come from, they may not come. So your book may be doomed with low numbers of reviews if you don't have a plan or strategy for getting a good number of ratings. But if it's a pre-order, then people can't judge you by the number of ratings because Amazon reviews on pre-orders. And so this makes this a really key strategy, particularly for new authors, or if you're concerned about being review bombed, you can't review bomb a pre-order. Another big advantage of pre-orders, probably the number two reason why traditionally published books always have a long pre-order, is that it makes it easier to hit bestseller lists like the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. So these big newspaper bestseller lists count all pre-orders on day one, which means you'll have your biggest, best chance to become a number one New York Times bestselling book if you have a long pre-order. And I would not be surprised if Jordan Peterson's book becomes a number one New York Times bestseller, at least hits the bestseller list in part due to his long pre-order. All that media he's doing, all those sales, he's able to count 285 days worth of sales on day one, which makes it very likely he's going to hit a bestseller list. This is also the case on iBooks. So iBooks actually counts your pre-orders twice in terms of hitting a bestseller list. It counts it when the day the pre-order happens, and it counts it on launch day. Another pro of a pre-order is that it gives you time to practice your marketing and your pitch in a low-stakes environment. Again, there's no negative reviews for a pre-order. You get to see your data. You get to see what's working and what's not working. And so there's still time to make changes before your book comes out. Also, a book can count as being a number one new release as a pre-order. So it's not just the 30 days during your launch that your book can be a number one new release. It's all of the days of the pre-order your book has a chance to be a number one new release. In fact, Jordan Peterson's book currently is counting as a number one new release, even though the book doesn't come out till November. Another pro of having a pre-order is that it makes you an official Goodreads author sooner. So you can't put that author badge on your Goodreads profile until you have a book for sale on Amazon or for pre-order. So if you are currently unpublished, but you want to start working on your Goodreads profile, make sure your book is a pre-order. And finally, I want to go back to what I started with in terms of advantages. Having your book available as a pre-order gives you time to plan your launch without having to work on your book. This is so critical, and it is the number one most common mistake indie authors make. If you're an indie author, one of the best things you can do to boost your sales is just delay your launch. Have a pre-order. You can still allow people to buy your book, but it's not actually released for months to come, which gives you time to do it right. Your book deserves a good book launch. So you may be convinced, okay, pre-orders sound like the best. So why would anyone be against them? Well, let's talk about the cons. The first con is that having your book available as a pre-order makes it harder to hit an Amazon bestseller list. So while it's easier for iBooks and for New York Times and Wall Street Journal and many of the other bestseller lists to have a pre-order, Amazon does not count pre-orders on launch day. It counts them on sale day. So for somebody buying Jordan Peterson's book today, it's counting as a sale today, not on November 19th when the book comes out. And that's a big con, particularly for authors who sell all of their books on Amazon. There's a certain kind of indie author who's making all of their money on Kindle Unlimited, and they really need to rank on Amazon's bestseller list. And if they have a long pre-order, they're not going to be able to rank on Amazon's bestseller list, which can really hurt their sales in the long run. I should point out that Amazon KDP doesn't currently support pre-orders for paper books. And so if you want your paperback to be a pre-order, you're going to need to go through Ingram Spark, which adds complexity. I don't recommend Ingram for ebooks, but for paper, they can make sense. And one big advantage of Ingram Spark is that it allows you to have a pre-order on Amazon. But if you're unpublished and you don't know what Ingram Spark is, that's a big con, because now you've doubled your learning curve, because now you need to learn Amazon KDP for the ebook and you need to learn Ingram Spark for the paperback. Now, I've heard some buzz that KDP Print may be adding paperback pre-orders soon. Some authors have access to the beta. So if you're listening in the future to this episode, I will have a link to Amazon's pre-order info. It may be that this is no longer a con. It may be that Amazon KDP Print will allow you to place your book for pre-order. But as of recording, the only easy way to do this as an indie, and I'm using easy here in kind of quotes because it's still more work, the only way to have your book as a pre-order is to go through Ingram Spark. Another con of a pre-order is that your commitments must be kept. Your word must be worth something. Overpromising can ruin your brand and your reputation. If you say your book will be available on November 19th and it's not, it can land you in Amazon jail. So Amazon will give you one delayed pre-order release per career. So once per career, you get a do-over. So if some medical event happens and you just can't hit your promised date, you get one forgiveness. But after that, if you have to cancel or delay a book, you go to Amazon jail. What this means is that you're not allowed to place a book up for pre-order for 1 year. And that's a big harm because pre-orders are so advantageous. So here's my recommendation. There's a kind of indie author who has a few thousand people on her email list that buy her books the moment they go up for sale. This kind of author can easily hit the Amazon charts if she avoids a pre-order. And I find this kind of author most commonly amongst indie romance authors who sell and make their money through Kindle Unlimited and who have multiple books that they've already written. So for popular indie romance authors who depend on Amazon list rankings to attract new readers, avoiding a pre-order can be a savvy strategy. But for just about everyone else, especially brand new authors who've never put a book on Amazon before, I think the pros of having a pre-order far outweigh the cons. So unless your strategy specifically calls for high placement on Amazon's charts, I recommend at least a 6-month-long pre-order. Yes, 6 months. It really will help you to just take a deep breath and give yourself some time to make the launch happen correctly. You can still sell your book during those 6 months. Now, you can adjust this. You're an adult and it's a free country. If you're doing a Kickstarter campaign, you may want to make it longer or shorter because of that. And there may be other reasons to have a longer or shorter pre-order. But having your book available for a pre-order will help you. So here are my tips on how to get the most out of your pre-order. The first tip is to finish your book before you start your pre-order. This not only keeps you safe from Amazon jail, you'll never go to Amazon jail if your book is finished before you even promise the pre-order date, but it also allows you to focus on your book launch. Launching a book takes time, energy, and focus. Don't make the mistake of trying to launch while the final edits of your book and revisions are coming in on your cover. I'm going to keep saying this because every indie author is like, yeah, that's the advice for everyone else, but I'm special. I'm different. No, you're not. Especially if it's your first book, you've got to give yourself time to do the launch properly. My next tip is to pick your pre-order date strategically. Remember, once you pick your pre-order date, you are locked in. So pick a date that works for your schedule. 99% of traditionally published books launch on a Tuesday. So maybe consider avoiding Tuesday. There's a lot of competition for Tuesdays. You also may want to avoid the weekends because a lot of people spend less time on the internet on the weekends. And so you'll just get less attention for your book on the weekends. But you know, if the date is memorable and it happens to land on a Saturday, maybe you can make that work. Again, the most important thing for the date is that it works for you specifically. Big industry trends and, you know, what months are better than other months, those only start to matter once you're selling tens of thousands of copies. If you're only selling thousands of copies or if it's your very first book, what really matters is what's convenient for you. When you have the most time to put into your launch, that's the date that will work the best for you. Another tip is that you can create a pre-order just with a cover coming soon cover. In fact, if you go to Brandon Sanderson's Stormlight book number 5, right now it's got a cover coming soon cover. And this is great. It allows him to start getting sales for his book without having to announce the cover. And it allows him to have a big cover reveal event at some planned point in the future. Another tip is to use this pre-order window to make your Amazon page shine. You want to optimize your title, your cover, your blurb, your bio, your endorsements, your A+ content, your description, your categories, etc. And each one of those things I listed, I have an episode talking about that item. And so this is your time to educate yourself about how to really make your Amazon page a great page. And I also have a whole episode called From Book Blurb to Bestseller, How to Craft Compelling Amazon Pages with Dave Chesson. Dave really knows his stuff when it comes to making good Amazon pages. I highly recommend listening to that episode. My next tip is to create a launch plan around your release date. If you want help with your book launch, I recommend checking out the Book Launch Blueprint. This is the final year we are teaching this popular course. We've been helping authors with the Book Launch Blueprint for 7 years. This is our seventh year to do it. And my co-teacher and former co-host, James L. Rubart, is retiring from the course. So this will be your very last chance to ever buy the Book Launch Blueprint. The final day to get it is April 12th, 2024. We'd love for you to go through the course and for us to help you put together that step-by-step plan. Our featured patron is Peter DeHaan, author of Women of the Bible. The Bible is filled with stories of fascinating women. Dig into their lives to uncover how these remarkable women rise above their circumstances in a society that too often pushes them down. Women of the Bible is written by Peter DeHaan, and the audiobook is narrated by James L. Rubart. Grab your copy today. And Peter DeHaan, thank you so much for being a patron. Thank you for your support of the podcast that keeps this podcast on the air. I do have a personal update, which makes me even more appreciative of all of the patrons that support the podcast. And that personal update is that we are expecting baby number 4 in September. So come September, we will have a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a newborn. So thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who support this show. Your support not only supports the podcast, but it also supports my growing family. The Novel Marketing Podcast is a production of AuthorMedia.com. The audio engineer is William Umstadt. The podcast blogifier is Shauna Lettler. And you can find that blog version of this podcast episode at AuthorMedia.com/411. I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr. saying thank you for listening and live long and prosper.